I don't need it to back up. I don't park where I have to back up if I can help it. I park right through.
Okay.
I'll be 9 o'clock. Okay.
Yep. Looks like we have a complete board here. I'd like to welcome Carl to our board for 2019 and thank him in advance for his service for the next couple of years. And I'd also like to thank Audrey for her service on the prior board. I think she did a wonderful job, and I think that she learned quite a bit, and I think we all got a lot of benefit from her input as well. And with that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Any opposed? All right, that passes. Public comments for non-agenda items. Do we have any comments anybody would like to make?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to remind you, today is the first day this board has a legal meeting. The last legal meeting was on July the 29th.
It's okay, you can make comments.
Because people elected weren't properly elected or appointed. And then when you retained Audrey, you violated our rules and regulations of our CCs and RSPs. You have to start out with full board every time. If you, you know, still can't get a... So anyhow, there weren't 5 people elected at all. So there was only 4 elected or appointed, and the 5th one was absent. So I don't know. Then another comment, I made up this 4-page chronology and gave it to my attorney and gave it to our attorney. And he has to follow up on it and file charges and other things. He has a copy of it. And I have 27 people so far that want this board eliminated and the state of California to take over.
We wish.
Yeah.
Well, that may happen.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your comments. Okay. Approved minutes from regular meeting of December 15, 2018.
Okay. And may I say, your term expired the end of December, right? You were elected for 1 year, is this correct? Lost in 17. You got elected for 18, right? For 1 year, right?
Probably.
Yeah, no, so. Then we had the election last September. You got elected for 2 years, and I got elected for 2 years. However, traditionally, the one with the highest vote...
Ain't happening.
Becomes the president.
No,
the second highest vote becomes the vice president.
I got the highest number of votes back in 17, and I wasn't president.
Okay.
I didn't expect to be president.
Well, that's it for if that's it for comments, then we'll move on.
Well, no, I'm not quite done yet.
Okay, well then make your comments. These are comments. These are not discussions.
Okay. I was trying to get few items on the agenda, but he told me, you know, which you never did before, you got to have them there on Tuesday before Saturday.
It's in the bylaws.
Oh, okay. I never could find it. So anyhow, I have our attorney look into this deal whether you're going to be president or not. So for right now, you pro temp president. So
if you look at the agenda, we have an agenda item to discuss who the officers are going to be for the coming year.
That's how it's called.
So that's an agenda item, so we can move on.
Oh, okay.
Any more public comments?
Well, maybe the next meeting.
Okay, so we're back to approved minutes for regular meeting of December 15th.
I vote we approve the minutes from, would you say, December 15th?
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir, you can't be here.
Are your official meetings?
No.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
There is no provision one way or the other.
Because we are a
It doesn't matter. There is no provision one way or the other. But it's on the agenda further down. We'll discuss it.
He's the same guy that showed up for the cookies.
But again, we'll discuss that further on and decide.
I understand.
That's a board decision.
I thought it was a member.
No, that's something for the board to decide.
Oh, I would never tell a member he couldn't be here.
Okay. Anyway, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, down the minutes, correct. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are adopted or approved. Okay, reports of committees, road committee. Bill is not present, so we have no report. Rules committee. I can give a quick synopsis. We haven't had any actual meetings, but we have been communicating back and forth and working on rules. We have the sign rule for everybody's review today, which we have an agenda item for that. We have a board conduct policy for review today, which there's an agenda item for that. And I've made some more changes to the proposed bylaw changes, and I'll get those out to everybody. But one of the changes is to require the signing of the pledge as a condition of being elected to office. And that's both for directors and officers and committee members.
I didn't know we had a pledge.
That's what we're working on. Mm-hmm. And
we're doing it.
And that's about as far...
You just don't remember because I passed them out last year, too.
And that's about as far as the rule as...
Right.
The rules committee has gotten to date. So with that, we'll move to reports of officers and directors. Do any of our officers want to make a report? Treasurer?
I handed out papers
for the
so you already have all that information.
And that's for the month, for the last month, for the December.
Right, yeah. My total assets are $70,935. I think that's all we really need is a total assets. Do you want the checking account stuff? Because it's on this paper.
Right.
So I take that time reading it so that we have it.
Okay.
We have it too, so.
Yeah. Oh, I just, oh, here comes Aubrey.
The papers are down there. Did you get them?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay. Do we have a secretary's report?
Yes. I just got to say, I finished archiving all of the 2018 records. Now you watch. Somebody's going to want something, right?
Morning, Audrey.
And we have three lots.
Good morning.
91 sold. He discovered there was a lien and back taxes, so he has resold it, and it's in escrow again. Lot 24 is in escrow, and that would be a big chunk of change because he's one of the older ones.
Good.
And lot 173 just closed escrow, and there's a new owner actually living at the property. And you'll get the...
Okay.
Oh, and it's not really an agenda item, but does anybody want a 2019 blue sweater? Okay.
I think we ought to have one, but we don't have to buy them for everybody anymore. I don't need one. I thought I'd use them every year.
Exactly. Yeah. And if we need to reference anything, we can always look there. So unless anybody wants one. I think that's a good thing. The computer is starting to phase out a lot of these people's income for these books.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, they're $25 a piece now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Does anybody, any of the rest of the directors have anything that they need to report? Okay, that gets us to action item. Discussion and possible action to appoint officers and committee members. Being this is the first meeting of the year, it's time for us to appoint our officers. President, Vice President, Secretary, Treasurer, and also if we want, we can appoint our committee members, and We don't have to make any changes. There's nothing that requires it. There's nothing that prevents it. So it's up to whatever the board's pleasure is.
Well, I make a motion we leave it status quo.
I just was going to say the same thing.
Okay,
I got a comment. SOSC seasons and hours. The board, the existing board, has to appoint the two positions which were vacant. I'm a corrector, there was two positions available last election. There was two positions available, hers.
We had two. We had
yours,
two.
And yours expired.
We had two directors elected at the last election.
Right.
Correct. They were elected.
Right. Me and you.
Correct.
Got elected.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, however, the one that's the highest vote, again, I said.
No.
That is not in the bylaws. It's not in the CCRs.
Okay.
It's not in law. In fact, what the bylaws specifically say is that the officers serve at the are appointed by and serve at the pleasure of the board.
Okay.
The
that's
board
fine.
Decides.
I want the board to make a vote who to be the president.
They just did. They just made a motion. Now we'll have the vote. Does anybody else have any questions or want to discuss this any further before we vote?
Okay, go ahead and vote. I just want to know who votes for what.
Okay.
I vote to keep them as it is.
You what?
I vote to keep the board as it is.
Oh, okay. So.
And it's seconded by Pat.
What about the second position? So you vote for him to be president, she votes?
No, status quo.
Everybody stays
president,
the same is what the motion is. No changes.
Our CCs and ours says that. Okay, I mean, it's
that's
the
okay.
same thing. It's the
this
same thing.
The Carl can voice his opinion. That's what is.
Yeah.
That's his job.
Okay.
That's fine.
So,
and that's exactly what the board just voted on, is that they're going to stay the same. So that means that I stay as president. Rita stays as treasurer, Joan stays as secretary, and Pat is vice president.
It's fine. Their position was they still had another year to go. They weren't up to
election. No, the board can appoint officers at any time.
Right.
They are not for any term. They serve at the pleasure of the board.
Exactly.
And that we just heard the board's pleasure.
Okay, like I said, we'll have...
What is your vote?
Abstain.
Okay, that's fine. So we have four ayes, one abstention. So there we go. We have our officers. Now, would we like to do anything with committee members?
Oh my goodness.
Or we want to leave them the same as well? If we can do that
I
as well.
I think I volunteered to be the chairman of the road committee.
Currently, I think we have, it's co-chaired, Bill
was
for the
chair.
Paved roads, and Carl is for dirt roads.
I'd like to change it. I'd like to be in charge of both.
Well, that's up to the board. So if somebody would like to make a motion to that effect, or we can move to leave them the same, or we can move to put somebody else in there. It does not matter. It's whatever the board's pleasure is.
You have
Carl
to have.
Has to state that he's rejoining the committee, period, because he quit last year.
I think he just stated he's going to come in.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty much. That's I would accept that as a statement that he's willing to serve.
Okay.
But again, it's up to the board as to how they want their committees formed.
Shouldn't Bill be here to give his two cents?
Yeah, he should.
Well, we can appoint him to his position, and if he doesn't want it, then he can be taken off.
Okay.
That's fine. But again, it's up to the board if somebody wants to make a motion.
I have done the role citizens. I lived here. So if you think you got somebody better or you don't like me for some reason or another, which is absolutely possible.
Can't you work together with Bill? It's better to have two heads working on this than one.
Well, I work with every committee member. I work with every committee member, whoever that is. And I need to be in charge because I got the most experience in the roads.
Okay. Did somebody make a motion?
Yes, I did. Bill was in charge of what? He was paved?
He was unpaved.
And Carl
was dirt.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So now what happened?
The motion is that you will be in charge of dirt roads and Bill will be in charge of paved roads.
No, I need to be in charge of paved roads.
Well, this is the motion. You can vote yes or no.
No.
Okay. So we have four ayes and one no. So that carries. So the question is, do you want to accept your position as being the committee member in charge of dirt roads?
Yeah, for the time being.
Okay. All right.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Do I need to get a list of the
crew? Yeah, we'll have to get the road committee.
For
the next meeting, we'll have to do that. We'll have to have the road committee give us a list of all the members there, or all the volunteers.
Okay.
So we can have a list of volunteers.
And I don't know who they are anymore because...
Yeah.
I don't
need... We need to freshen the list. I mean, the old list is still good for now, but we'll have to get a fresh list.
Well, somebody wanted to drop off.
Okay.
So that we automatically accept Bill as the chairman for the paper?
Correct. Unless he tells us that he doesn't want to be, and then we'll readdress it in the next board meeting.
Okay. That's probably going to happen.
Well, that's fine.
Because he doesn't want to get involved anymore.
That's fine. Okay, that brings us to the next item. Discussion and possible action to make demand for delinquent assessments and authorize president and secretary to file liens for assessments not paid within 30 days from demand. Okay, and you know, we all know the usual. We've got lots of properties that haven't paid, and to protect us, we need to file our liens. But before we can file the liens, we have to make a demand for payment, a written demand for payment. The demand for payment has to be made within 90 days of the delinquency, so that means by somewhere right around the 15th of this month, that has to be made.
I thought it was January 30th.
Yeah, it's within 15 days of them being delinquent. They were delinquent on November 15th.
Right.
So we've got 90 days from November 15th. So that's somewhere close to January 15th, one way or the other, a little bit. And then once we send the demand letter, then we can file liens after 30 days. According to our CCRs and bylaws, it's 10 days. However, statute is 30, so we have to use statute on that one. So we have to wait 30 days to file the liens. So what we need right now is a motion to send the demand letters. We can also authorize this filing of liens so we don't have to bring it back up, but it can wait to the next meeting as well because there's no limit on when we file a liens. The limit is on when we make the demand. But we can do both with one motion, or we can do the demand letters now and do a motion later to do the assessments. It's whatever.
Okay, well, I make a motion we do the demand letters because I've got half of them done.
I'll second it, yeah.
And would that be to send it to all the delinquents?
Yes.
And Rita seconds.
Yep.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. That brings us to number 10, which is discussion and possible action to collect delinquent assessments and how we plan on collecting them. We have basically two options. We can make a small claims court action for them, or we can foreclose. Those are the two things that are open to us. Foreclosure,
yeah,
is pretty much final, and it's something I think it'll work quite well on the people who we don't have good addresses for that don't respond, because that's going to be the same response on the foreclosure.
Right.
No response. The problem is when we foreclose, then we become responsible for their taxes.
Right.
And some of those are considerable.
We can't afford that.
A couple of them, yeah, I know. There's let's see, 50, 60, there's probably $100,000 in back taxes between all of the properties that
we're not anywhere near that now.
I can check, you can check some.
There's probably close to that, because I can see right off the bat, there's three big ones that are, you know, $12,000 apiece. So
petty cash.
There's a lot of
petty cash, yeah.
A lot of taxes if we foreclose, because we become responsible for the taxes.
That's an awful expense on us.
Uh-huh. So we've got to be careful about which ones we decide to foreclose on. Because if we foreclose on some that have big taxes owed and we can't sell the property to recoup right. it, we're out the tax money.
We have to be careful which ones we do, because if the property's not sellable,
yep.
that just puts us in a bind. And there's a lot of property that's up here that's not sellable.
So if we want to go forward with foreclosures, we are going to have to be prepared to go to closed session and spend some time discussing the individual properties. And I would imagine that we're going to be doing this for a while to figure out which ones that we are going to foreclose and which ones we aren't. Because we're really going to have to weigh whether the property appears sellable or not, how much the taxes are, how that's going to impact our cash flow for this year. Because if we start writing checks for property taxes, then we have no money for...
Rooms.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Right.
Back
so,
to catch 22. Rockin' hard place.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Some of these are no-brainers. The taxes aren't that high. And if we foreclose, then we can just keep the taxes up and we don't have to worry about it getting any further behind. Even if the property's not that sellable, at least we are not getting any further behind. And we can put the property on the market and see what happens.
How come the county hasn't taken these back taxes?
Because they can't sell them either.
Yeah.
And they know
it. The same reason that we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we ought to foreclose on the ones we can.
Oh, not with
the,
no, not with the big.
Eventually they will foreclose. The ones with the really high taxes, for the most part, it's because they have buildings on them. And the taxes when you have a house are much higher.
Yes.
And they're more sellable though too, so we have to look at that. So there is the possibility that we could recoup it on those because there is a structure there. So that's why I say this is going to be a long...
I think we're going to be picky which ones we do.
But it's going to be a long discussion to decide because we have to weigh all of this. The other thing is small claims court. Now people that we can get a hold of, we have a chance to collect. We can get a judgment. We'll always get a judgment, but the problem is collecting the judgment once you get it.
Yeah.
And if we don't even know where the people are, how are you going to collect?
Do they still have companies that buy judgments? And
oh, yeah. Yeah. For pennies.
Yeah.
You know, so again, by the time we go to court and spend the money, is it worth what we're going to get if we sell the judgment?
Right.
Well, that's something we have to weigh, and the time it takes to go to court. That's the other side of it. You know, somebody has to go down and go to small claims court and present everything. So it is time consuming. But we've got to do something. We know that. But I think we're just going to have to be very careful about which ones we foreclose and when we foreclose to make sure we can recoup.
Can I shut the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
you.
Where the heat is.
Oh, I'm frozen.
Here, take my jacket.
I've got my jacket here.
That'll just take the heat out it's there.
I'll leave it.
It's just a drafty building.
Yeah.
It was built in the 20s when they didn't know about insulation.
Well, they put the heat in the wrong place.
My house is cold.
Well, they used to use that as a bedroom.
Yeah. Well, it's a bed porch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there were a lot of kids lived here at one time.
Did the windows open?
We are, the house
will open. They'll open, but barely. That's what they're fighting.
It's okay, I will survive.
Windows.
Okay. I will survive.
Well, I'm hoping we might get a good response once the demand letters go out.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Can we table that until next time and just...
Most definitely. The only thing is, we do know that we've got some that we're not going to get any response.
Right, right. Yeah.
So we just need to... That's the reason I've kept it on here, is we have to decide, are we going to go after these or not? And again, I think what it's going to be is we have to sit down and really...
Well, could we have a special meeting? Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. And I think what I can do, too, you know, I made some notes as to what the property taxes, et cetera, are. So I can make us a list of what's owed to us, what the property taxes are, and possibly what, you know... Well, it's not worth having an appraisal, but we can kind of at least put down the what's there to see if we think it's sellable.
Audrey, Jean...
But anyway, we can look at that and see what we can come up with. So for now, we'll table. So that brings us to the next one, which is discussion and possible action to collect delinquent assessments. That's what we just did.
We just did.
No.
Adjournment.
Adjourn to executive session. Well, if we're going to table this, then we can table that as well.
Okay.
And return from executive session and announce. That's tabled. Okay, so that gets us to 13. Review and discuss prior board actions taken, minutes of prior meetings.
Okay.
And Joan was nice enough to print us all a big pile of paper that I've got here somewhere. Where did I put it? That's got all of the prior board meetings.
Probably under there because it's got a staple on it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep. There we go. And this is just so that we all can remember what has been done for the past year, which God knows I need the help remembering.
Yeah, I was going to say that's all of us.
So I don't know if we want to go through and read every one of them or if we just want to, or how we want to do this. What's everybody's pleasure?
I don't think we need the first part of it.
Or we just want to review the action items because that's what really means anything.
I think the action items.
We can just go through each one and look at the action items.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like January 1st is pretty well taken care of.
It is.
February 3rd is pretty well taken care of.
This has the insurance. Was that on our agenda? The insurance?
No. It'll be on the next one.
Right, yeah.
Okay, on February 10th, number 11. There again, it'd be money to spend for a survey.
And we're going to have an issue with that coming up again, too, that'll probably be on our next agenda. If we're going to grade roads, we are going to have to send letters. Well, actually, it's going to go in this next newsletter. We're going to put an article in the next newsletter letting everybody know that we're going to be grading roads and that everybody needs to move anything that they have placed in our roads off the road.
Right.
Because if the grader has to stop, it costs more money. So everything needs to be cleared from the roads.
I think we need to put it on the bulletin board, too.
Yeah, it'll be, the newsletter will.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
but
then,
we need to make a...
And once we have a date when we're going to do the roads, then we can check the roads and notify the people who still haven't done that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we'll at least start the process and get the word out to everybody that they've got to get everything out of the road.
Right.
And yeah, we are going to have a problem on cutting way. I drove it yesterday with the
seems like
Bill had
more and more. Yeah.
Bill had Bowman asphalt come up to look at the roads, and I drove them around on every road so that they could get an idea of what we need and give us a bid. So
which road?
Cutting Way has a bunch of vehicles parked in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is one of the things we need to address in the next meeting because they're illegally living there.
Mm-hmm. We will put that on the agenda, on the next agenda, because that one is going to need to be addressed, and it's going to be a problem.
Now, do we have to do the surveying, or shouldn't the people that own the lot
for the street?
No.
We have to do the survey.
Survey
for the
street.
Okay.
Survey for what? I didn't get that. I'm kind of hard of hearing.
Well, if you're doing something else besides listening. We have to survey the streets.
Which one? Cutting Way?
Well, it depends. Depends on what we have in the way of an issue with the people there, but
yeah.
We may have to. But again, we'll put it on the agenda for discussion. But yeah, that's an ongoing issue from clear back.
Yeah.
Way back then.
They keep encroaching on other people's property further and further.
Yeah, we have to survey the fee. You have to tell them you got to move it out of the road or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's not just get it out of the road. They got to get it on their own properties.
Right.
They have three properties, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can get it all on one property, one of the three properties. I think.
although they are on a hill.
Do we have anything else we see in the minutes that we want to discuss?
Are we going to replace the sign at Fernhill?
I have the sign, but I don't know whether to put it up or not.
The road committee can have it put up at any time. That's within their.
I've got the sign.
That's within their responsibilities, and they're welcome to do it.
The problem was is that we're.
It'll probably get destroyed again. But again, if it does, we'll take action. We don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So.
It's a big sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like the little sign that we had. I didn't ask for a big sign, but I got a big sign.
I know. I tried to
get a small one.
Find a small one.
Yeah. No. So, the road committee.
So, I wonder where the county gets them, because theirs are smaller.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
The county makes their own. They have a sign shop.
So, Carl's head of a dirt roads, and that is a dirt road. But I would be willing to
There's
help.
There's other stuff, you know, like the encroachments on the roads and the equestrian trails. Is that, I mean, are we ever going to be able to resolve that?
I don't think we ever can.
The only way that we can ever resolve that is spend a whole bunch of money surveying.
And we can't do that.
I mean, that's what it would take.
Yeah.
And if we're going to do that, we have to be prepared when that survey is done to get out there and put in fence posts to mark it, make permanent marks, because the survey stakes will be gone.
Right.
And then we get to survey all over again.
Right.
So if we're going to do that, we have to be prepared. We have to get out there and literally fence it off, basically. Put up a fence post every 10 or 20 feet to delineate where the boundaries are.
It would cost us a fortune to change the roads. I mean, I realize they're not in the right place, but it would cost us a fortune.
Well, and most of them, they're within our lot. They don't have to take up the whole lot.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is we have everybody else encroaching into that, and then that brings up whether or not they can lay claim to that property. And so we have to keep notifying them at least that, you know, we do not allow encroachments into our property.
Did we get that report from Fran and Angel on the equestrian trails?
I don't think that they ever finished it.
I know they did it. They rode it.
Yeah.
With their horses.
Yeah, we never got any kind of a report telling us what they found, how many fences and stuff were built through the trails.
I know they were riding.
But I mean, honestly, we do need to go through. I mean, this is something we have to budget for. We're going to have to survey everything eventually, and we're going to have to mark it all.
Yeah.
So everybody knows what's what. We also have to research, because Liz had mentioned that she thought that the equestrian easements were given up years ago. And it's possible.
I didn't find any mention.
Yeah, I don't know.
All the way back, every minute that I've got. I mean, there could be missing minutes. I don't know.
But we really don't have any equestrian trail.
But the equestrian trails were easements. So it is possible to vacate the easements. And the surveyor would have to go through county records and see if they can find any record of a vacation of the easements. If they were, then we have no equestrian trails. My guess is it probably wasn't done because it's not a cheap process.
No.
You know, you have it takes some work to vacate an easement, and it has to go before the Board of Supervisors as well.
Have we had any complaints about not having equestrian trails?
I don't think anybody knows we even have any.
They ride down stable and leave me road apples.
I don't think anybody knows we have any.
Road apples aren't bad.
But, you know, honestly, that is part of our job. In addition to the roads, we should be clearing those, cutting the brush, cutting the trees, you know, so that those are accessible to our members. That's
right.
Part of our job, and it's just never been done.
Oh, yes, it has been.
Okay.
Off and on, a little bit here and a little bit there, but
yeah.
Never complete. Nobody
right.
Ever made a total survey of what needs to be cut and
yeah.
The equipment to be rented and all that stuff.
You know, when we first
so we have
there,
to empathize that this year, maybe. It all depends how much rain we get. I make a list of what.
Well, we have to start looking at a budget for that, because that's not included in our existing budget.
Right.
You know, we did not budget anything for equestrian trails. So that's something we will add to the budget for next year that we'll include in there. And it's going to have an impact on what our fees are going to need to be. But again,
we don't even have that many people that have horses up here anymore.
Or it might be something, because it's going to cost. Perhaps we need to put that to the members. Do they want to vacate the easements?
I think that's
and get rid of the equestrian easements.
Yeah.
There's that may be the majority of the property owners would like to do that, so we don't have to be responsible for them.
Yeah.
And we can do that with easements.
Yeah.
I wish we could do that with the roads, but we could do that with the easements.
Easements for the
because they are just easements. They can be vacated, and then we're no longer responsible for them.
When Mike and I bought up here, I can't remember who it was. It was either our realtor, or maybe it was John Scrobham, told us that we were responsible for clearing and cleaning the, you know, the sides of the road that goes up the
up your area.
Up to the property line. Even though it's not our, so Mike and I do. I mean, we're a little high now, but
no. The association's responsible for the road because that's our land. The slopes typically are an easement on the property. They are next to the, our road, and that's a slope easement that was recorded. And those are the property owner's responsibility. They're also our responsibility. It's kind of a shared. If we need to clear them, we can clear them. If the property owner desires them cleared, the property owner can clear them, but otherwise nothing has to be done to them. They're a slope. And you don't want to clear them too much anyway, or they'll erode.
The dead stuff, yeah, we do.
The dead stuff. But otherwise they'll erode if you take everything off of them.
Because I know John Scarborough came by and cut down a dead pine tree for us,
yeah,
which was actually in the easement.
Yeah, we can cut the trees and the easements and the weeds.
Well, again, you've got to be careful. The roads are not an easement. The slopes are an easement.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, some slopes belong to the county, not to us.
Well, they're county easement, all of them. None of them are ours. They're county. That's an easement.
I mean, for maintenance.
The county does not maintain any of them because they never accepted any of them.
Right.
So, according to our bylaws, they're our responsibility until the county accepts them. Everything that was dedicated to the county is our responsibility until the county accepts it, including drainage, all that. So,
well, on the plan it says county easement, just some Sand Canyon and Horseshoe, you know, on both sides. I don't know why, but
anything else that we see in the minutes that we want to?
Basically, just the same stuff. They're just
right.
Having the liens, foreclosures.
Exactly. It's the ongoing issues.
Yep.
And they're going to be ongoing forever.
Yep.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is that everybody just take this and when you can't sleep at night, reread it and see if there's anything in here that we need to address. That would be, I think, the most productive. It's good reference for us to go back and remember what was done and what needed to be done that we haven't done. So unless anybody wants to go into anything else specific on that, we'll just put it as no action. And we can all review it at our leisure.
And make notes.
Yeah,
that way we can have them, we can add them as agenda items for the specifics that need to be addressed. Okay, that brings us to 14, which is discussion and possible action on shooting of firearms within track 3312. We had a resident that contacted us complaining that he has a neighbor that goes out and shoots, does target shooting on his property, and it's very disturbing to the neighbors. It's not within our purview.
I don't think we can do anything about it.
The association has no authority to do anything at all about it.
No. Is there a county ordinance, though, about being in a neighborhood with houses?
Nope.
X amount?
Not that I could find. I looked. I thought there used to be a county ordinance that said you could not shoot within 175 feet of an inhabited structure.
Well, that's what I thought.
But I can't find it. I looked through the county's codes. I looked through the state codes. I couldn't find anything in there that would prohibit anybody from shooting out here.
On your own property.
Correct.
I had that problem. I was shooting on my own property, and I had a cop. Cops were called. They came out. They asked where I was shooting, and I showed them, and they said, go ahead.
But yep. You aren't within 150 feet of any...
No.
Except your home.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the point. He said, if you're shooting on your own property, there's nothing they could do.
I think there still is somewhere. I just haven't been able to find
that you
can't shoot within so many feet of an inhabited structure. But again, if the guy's going out in his yard, he's probably more than that far away from any house. So, now you cannot shoot from a road. That's in state law.
Right.
You cannot shoot from a road.
Besides that, we could stop that because
it's our road. Yeah, but again, we would have to adopt a rule that there's no shooting on our roads, but since it's already law, there's no reason for us to do anything about it.
No, and we can't make a rule that can't shoot.
The only thing that we have available to us, and it's not to us, it's to the members. If the members, or if any property owner out here wants, they can talk to the county about it, putting in an ordinance against shooting in inhabited areas. And then they would have to define inhabited, you know, how many structures per acre or whatever makes it inhabited. But that would be up to the county. The county is the only one that can put an ordinance in place to prohibit shooting out here. Most cities do. They do that out of habit.
They have to do that. The individual person would have to.
They would have to go to the county because we have no authority. But they would have to go to the county and have the county adopt an ordinance. So there's no action on that because, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. I mean, we can sympathize with the noise. The other thing that a property owner can do, if they feel it's disturbing the peace, they can call the sheriff because there are ordinances for disturbing the peace.
And that's what they did with me.
And, you know,
and it has to be a time frame.
Yeah. But, and typically during the day, it's not disturbing the peace.
You can't shoot at night.
Right.
You can't shoot before the sun comes up.
Now, you wouldn't be able to go out and put lights up and shoot because
you have to have a license for that.
After dark, you're disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Daddy told me, not before sunup and not after sundown.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to the next item, discussion possible action on vacant properties within 3312. We also were notified that somebody had looked like was starting to set up camp inside of a vacant house. Again, it's not something that's within our authority. We have no authority over it. I'm glad that everybody is looking out for this kind of thing. Code enforcement is where to go with that because there are county ordinances. Correct.
Are they still there?
No.
But code compliance is responsible for that. There are county ordinances against it. So that would be the place to go with that one.
We definitely don't want any squatters getting in because it's hard to get them out.
Yep.
But again, being vigilant is a good thing, and letting people know about it, and letting code enforcement know about it, because then code enforcement will come out and look.
And as an individual, we should get code enforcement out there, because that's a hazard right there.
Yeah, and that's what code enforcement will look at. They'll see that the property is a hazard, and then the county can mitigate that hazard and add that to the property taxes.
It's a big hazard with him building fires on the inside.
Yeah.
But that's the direction to go with that. It goes to code compliance. We have nothing that we can do about it.
Right.
Oh, that brings us.
It's kind of sad because most people, when they hear HOA, they think the HOA is there.
Responsible for everything.
And ours is just roads.
But we're not their realm.
Our CCRs do not give us that authority.
No. What you should do is tell them off. It's an HOA to come in on that, you're going to pay $300 or $400 a month.
Right.
That brings us to discussion and possible action to impose special assessments. Perfect segue. Okay. We already know that our current assessments are not adequate to maintain our facilities. We cannot do proper maintenance on the roads, the paved roads, the equestrian easements.
On anything.
We cannot do that on what we currently collect from assessments, especially since a lot of our assessments we never collect.
Yeah.
And according to the law, what happens when we don't collect assessments, we are supposed to put a special assessment in on the property owners again to pay for those that didn't pay. And the law also says that we are supposed to assess an adequate amount. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't, though the law also ties our hands, we can only raise the assessments a maximum of 20% a year. Without members' approval. So we have to assess enough, but we're not allowed to assess it. But what we do have to do is we have to put it in front of the members for them to deny it. Once they deny it, well, we did try to assess it, so our responsibility ends at that point. If we're not collecting enough after that, at least we're not liable because we didn't assess it. No, the members didn't assess it. And instead, here's what they decided they don't want to fund. And that's how we have to phrase it. So then we no longer fund this maintenance, so the assessments we have are adequate because the member said don't pay for this. And that takes the liability off the board. But the board is responsible to at least put that in front of the members. We have to tell them what money needs, what funds we have to have to pay for everything, and what funds we currently collect. Here's how much the assessment needs to be. If you don't want to pay it, here's what we're not going to be able to maintain anymore. And that's what we have to express to them. And it's going to be up to them to decide.
I think that'll be a separate sheet of paper that goes in with our net letter because there's going to be separate.
Well, it's an election. We have to have an election.
That has to be, okay.
That has to go on an election. And what I would do is when we're prepared to do that, that's when I would do the bylaws too, because we will have enough response because there's going to be everybody voting no on the assessments that we'll have enough response for the quorum for the bylaws at the same time. So we combine. I think combining the two will get that done. But the biggest thing about the assessments is we have to figure out what we're going to put in front of the members. Somewhere in this mess, I put together a sheet that I gave everybody that's got a list of different assessments on it, different levels of assessment. And when I find mine, I got way too much paper. There we go.
Is this a little
bit? Yeah. Yeah, and the first thing I did on it was the same as what we've been doing, which is to raise it $10 every year. And as you can see, our reserve balance will be negative starting 2021 and continue negative from then on. By the end of the 30 years that we have to do this for, because we have to do all these estimates for 30 years, by the end of 30 years, we'll be short $2,264,231.75.
Is that all?
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah, so we'll only be short $2 million in maintenance at $10 every year increase. Because $10 every year doesn't even keep up with inflation. So, at the maximum that we can do without the members, it's actually a little better. We're in the negative. We can raise the assessments 20% each year. By 2021, we'll be $55,000 in arrears, which will go to 64 the following year, 33 the next, 25 in 2024. But by 2025, we're back in the black again. So even if the members vote no increases, if we keep assessing 20% more each year, we will, by 2025, be fully funded, which means we can pay everything. And in fact, by 2030, we can drop that down to 2.5% for inflation if everything stays within 2.5% inflation, and we'll still come out to where we can afford to operate the association if we stay at that 2.5% from then on. So it's not that we are in a position where it's untenable. We can actually make this work just at that 20% increase every year. And again, what happens with those years where we're short? Well, we have to cut back on maintenance in those years. And those years are primarily doing the pavement, which means we won't be able to maintain our pavement, at least not the way we would like to maintain it. But, you know, again, if the members don't want to make a special assessment, that's where we're going to be at.
At the pothole.
Yep. Now, the third one on here is if we do the 20% and we put in a special assessment, if the members approve it, and that would be for the next year, would be the 20% increase plus, or actually for this year, we'd still have to do it for this year to make this one work. We would have $125 special assessment for this year, $150 for next year, $75 the year after that.
So for 2019? Start in 2019?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But again, I think this one's going to be very difficult to get the members to go along with.
Yeah, everybody's on...
Yep.
Strict budgets.
Oh, I know. And that's the problem, is we're hitting them with a huge chunk all at once. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be hard for the members to budget for that because they didn't have any chance to budget.
And everything they get from Social Security, and they get a bump up, everything else goes up, and that doesn't cover anything.
Right.
Now,
get back anyway.
Right. If you look at the other side, if the members wanted to go that way, if we did a 200% increase, I mean, we've already voted the 20% for this year, so that's there. If we do a 200 next year, That's a big jump, but at least if we let everybody know, or if they vote on it early enough, everybody's got a chance to put it together. But a 200% increase with no special assessments, we're not as bad in the red in 21 and 22, and we're in the black by 2023. And in fact, after the 200%, we only have to continue going up 10% a year after that, all the way up to 2035.
That's $288 a year?
Yep.
Which doesn't sound, when you can break it down into 12 months, it's not that much, but...
It's a big chunk, it's a big change from where we're at now.
But maybe we ought to have...
Again, this is something the members would have to vote on anyway.
Right, right.
The members would have to approve this.
Maybe we can make an offer, they can pay it quarterly.
And I've got two other samples.
Plans. Yeah.
I did two other samples here, which, just to show different ways that we can get to the same place. Because all this ultimately gets to the same place. Eventually, we raise enough money.
How come we're back in the red? I'm 39. Oh, never mind. I won't be alive then.
It's just a short...
Yeah, I won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's a small shortfall. It's a minor one, so it's not... I mean, we could have a special assessment at that time. That's so far down in the budget, though, the numbers are going to change long before we get there.
Right.
I mean, you have to redo this budget forecast every couple of years because everything changes.
Yeah.
So, again, these are just some examples of how we could get there, but we need to pare this down to one or two to present to the members.
Right.
If we give them this whole shopping list, we would have to do two votes. We'd have to do an advisory for them to pare it down. Then we would have to actually have an election because we can't have this many choices. You'll never get a majority vote because we have to have a majority vote. So if there's too many choices, you'll never get a majority.
Right. Yeah.
So it's going to have to be one or two choices, and that's it. Because there's always the third choice of do nothing. So we can't have too many choices. So the board needs to look at this. We don't have to do it today, but we've got to do it soon. The board needs to look at this and decide what do we want to put in front of the members. What do we want to suggest? We know we can do the 20% and we can survive. I would just say that what we want to pick out of here is one variation that we want to put in front of the members as a suggested assessment.
I see what you're saying.
And then that way they can vote to either approve it or not approve it. If they don't approve it, we can continue doing the 20%. We're in the red, and we'll have to tell them that on these years, these things are not going to be maintained unless you want to approve a special assessment, but we're covered. Our liability is ended.
Yeah.
So I would just advise everybody, look this over, unless you want to make a decision now, but I would advise you to look it over, and let's come up with a consensus between us as to which one we want to present. Personally, I like the 200% with nothing else because that takes the special assessment and everything out of it as the one to present. That would be our ideal if they wanted to approve it.
Yeah.
If they don't want to approve it, no problem. Then we're still back to the 20% a year.
It's still not all that much. I mean, it's a lot more than we're paying now. But
it's a big jump, but if you look at it, it comes out the same very quickly.
Yeah. Payment plan, it wouldn't be...
2025, it's 463. We're in 2025 at 20% a year, we're at 429. So it's virtually the same.
Yeah.
What gets scary looking is when you're looking down towards the bottom, $1,600 a year.
I don't have to look down at the bottom. I'm not going to be there.
Well, that was, we don't have any amenities at all here.
No. No.
We either need to guess.
Well, even if we had amenities, we'd have to double.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. If we had amenities, we'd be like Bear Valley, where it's $800 a month.
Yeah.
Because that's what it costs to fund that kind of stuff.
Yeah. $800 a month, some of the people's checks isn't even like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't need that much,
So.
Oh, my son's got a little condo, and he started out at 100 and something a month, and now he's up to like almost 500 a month.
So again, we can put this as no action for now because we don't have to put it in front of the members today. We just have to do it soon, and we can carry it over and put it on the next one. That way everybody has a chance to digest this and think about it. I know. But again, our fallback is 20% because we can do that.
Right.
And at that, we're not that far in the red. I was actually surprised. It's not that terrible, except... There's a caveat to that I keep forgetting about. We don't collect 100%.
Right.
Most people don't pay.
Exactly.
So these numbers are not correct because we don't know.
That has to be explained in there, too.
Yeah, because we don't know who's going to pay.
Right.
Right. And if they don't, then every year we're going to be doing this where we have to send out a ballot to tell people, here's your special assessment, and let them vote it down. That's got to be, we've got to do that every single year.
Yeah. And those people still pay.
Well, if it covers our butt.
Yeah, yeah, but still, that's another cost that keeps us from doing anything else. Yeah. So it's a, yeah.
That's catch 22.
Let me see if I can, I'll look back at the last couple of years at the percentage we actually collect versus what we bill, and I'll apply that to these numbers and see what that does, because that's going to give us more information. I hadn't thought about that. Well, I've thought about it. I haven't done it. It just keeps, I keep forgetting about it, I think, because I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. You don't want to see.
Yeah, see, we're going to collect that much. All we're going to collect this from everybody is wrong.
Yep.
Well, it won't happen.
No.
No.
We already have people who are usually pay that didn't pay this
especially
time.
From the deadline.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Yeah, they won't pay anything.
I'll see what I can do about coming up with a percentage and applying it.
They just stay there for free.
Yeah. Because that's going to make these numbers a lot uglier.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Something to work on. I needed something to do in the mornings.
Yeah.
All right. We'll leave that with no action for now. And I've got a headache, and we'll work on that again. But yeah, we need to apply that percentage because we're working with 100%, and we know we're That's not going right. to get 100%.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to reduce that by what we figure is not going
by
to pay.
Half.
Well, if we foreclose, we're not going to be paying it either.
Yeah.
Well, see, those are ones we're not going to be getting any money for.
When yeah. we send out the liens, if we're only going to go back 5 years, maybe some
we can coerce a few people into it. Yeah.
Into collecting. Yeah.
Yeah. We need to put a letter together to go with our demand letter, stating that the board did approve to accept 5 years back dues as paid in full, and see if that will encourage some of them to get back on payments.
Yeah, that'll be a lot less than what they're...
Yeah, I'll work on a letter for that, or Joan, if you want to work on a letter, whichever, I mean, we can, between the two of us, we'll go back and forth with email.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can include it with the demand letter for all of them that are over that $500, and see if we get any response. Anything we can get is of help.
Over the 5 years, yeah.
All right. Well, that brings us.
That's going to be done quickly, right?
Yep, we have
15th
to.
15th is
coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe it already.
Yeah, that's why I say we have to get that out.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. We have to. The demand letters have to go out Monday.
I'll get the rest of them done today and get them tomorrow. To me.
Yeah, we need to get the demand letters out Monday, in Monday's mail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, they got to go certify it, so she's going to have to go to the post.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's going to cost them. It's going to cost us.
It does.
So you have to sign. That's what.
Do you need the certified labels?
I've got a whole bunch
okay.
of them.
Me too. Luckily, I don't have to use them very often.
Same here, yeah.
Okay, discussion of possible action adopting sign rule. And this is in response to the large real estate sign that popped up. And we just decided that, you know, if we're going to try and do anything to enforce it, we need a rule. You know, every time we try to enforce something, we should have a written rule.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to, you know, there's no question. So, we discussed this before. I made the changes that we discussed at the board meeting. And here is the actual rule finished. So if we can read it if we want to read it again, or we can just... in fact, last time I believe we actually approved adopting it.
Yes, right.
Yes,
but,
did.
So if we could just put that as no action because it was already adopted. I just wanted everybody to see it.
Right.
So no action because it was previously adopted.
Okay, I'd like him to know what it says.
Yeah, well, that's why everybody's got a copy of it. It's here for everybody.
Okay.
And basically, I mean, it's basically what the county code is. It's just that we are allowing realtors to put a sign in our road as long as it's not in the traveled portion. It's at least 10 foot from the traveled portion. That's all it really says.
Should we, or I, or whatever, contact some of the signs? I mean, there's one sign, there's two signs. They're so old and faded. They've been there forever.
Well, and this does have that they have to be removed within 10 days after sale.
But they haven't sold.
Right.
I mean, this one lot's been on the market
forever.
And is it really fair to tell the realtor they can't have a sign then?
Well, they should at least put a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, come
well,
on.
If you want to be honestly, the realtor probably is not on does not do that property any longer.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And Randy, is there any? Does the county have to? The sign would have to be in good condition.
No, they don't specify
they don't
that.
Huh?
No. But what we can do, we can.
Sign can't read
we can contact the realtor whose sign it is and just ask them, are you representing this property any longer? Can we remove your sign?
That's right.
If they're not representing it, we can probably go out there and take their sign down. They'll probably give us that permission.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then tell them, well, we'd really appreciate it if you'd replace it because it's looking like crap.
And then we have to take it to the dump.
Which makes you look bad. You know,
exactly.
If we point out to them, it makes you look bad as the realtor.
Yeah, like they don't care.
And maybe that will encourage them to replace their sign. There's a lot we can always do with just by being nice about it and coercing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so no actions needed on that because we've already adopted it. So that brings us to the next one, which is 18. Discussion and possible action adopting ethics policy. The prior board several years ago had adopted one, but I don't think they ever put it into the bylaws. But what we've done, I went through the old one, and because it only mentioned the directors, and then in a few places it mentioned committee members. So I updated it to cover board members, officers, and committee members, spelling out responsibilities for conduct, interaction with employees, all those fun things. And this covers us from a liability standpoint, so that the board's not responsible for an individual's actions because they've been told what they can and can't do. It also covers the conflict of interest. So,
okay.
Like I said, it's an update to the old policy. And it includes what we can do if somebody violates the policy. Up to, you know, removal and legal action, etc. So, if the board would like, we can read through it now, we can read through it later and adopt it later. It's whatever the board desires. And like I said earlier, I did add a sentence into, actually in a couple of different places in our bylaws, that if we adopt this, it will be part of the bylaws, so it's enforceable.
Yeah.
Because without doing that, it's not enforceable. And of course, that still means that the members have to approve the new bylaws before it's enforceable as well. Otherwise, this is just suggestions.
Well, I make a motion we adopt it. I mean, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what ethics are.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of what I've added in here, I took right out of state code for their conflict of interest policies for state elected officials. So it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's all what is commonly done. And in fact, on the conflict of interest, that's one of the big things that I didn't like about the old one. It didn't have any definition of anything. And so I added in the definitions out of state law for that. So at least everybody knows what it means. Because that's the first thing I could see with the old one. Well, I didn't know it meant that. Because it didn't say it, you know. Now it says it. Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay.
I don't know what I am.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Carl, are you in favor or opposed?
Oh, aye.
Okay. All right, well, that passes unanimous. Okay, so that brings us to discussion and possible action restricting attendance at board meetings to members only. Pardon me?
If anybody wants to sign it.
Oh, if anybody would like to voluntarily sign the pledge, we do have a pledge that goes with this that's been added to the bylaws. Right now, it's voluntary because it's not a part of the bylaws. However, again, I don't have any problem with agreeing to it, especially since we all just approved it.
Right.
we're going to try and add this to the bylaws so that this pledge actually is enforceable. Right now, it's voluntary.
Right.
So, if anybody would like to do the pledge and give it to Joan, it will be added to our.
Bless you.
Bless you. You need a tissue?
I was waiting for one more. Thank you.
Carl, it can be added to our list of paperwork.
Carl, you have a pledge in your packet, too. Have a pledge in your packet, too, if you'd like to do it now.
Well, I'll look it over.
Okay.
Yeah, Joan can witness some, and then I can witness Joan's.
I already did.
Oh, okay. Handled. Perfect. That's all it takes.
You're behind time.
Okay.
We've been trying to get it done.
All right, so that puts us back to discussion and possible action restricting attendance at board meetings to members only. And we have had, I guess, one instance where we've had a non-member.
Okay, I printed out a thing from Davis Sterling, which is what they say about it.
Yeah. And we are not public, even though the courts have decided that we are quasi-public agency. That's been set down pretty firmly by the courts, which gives them more leeway over what they want to do to us than if we were a private corporation. Some HOAs are heavily restricted as to who can attend their meetings. Others are less so. One of the things that I look at is what's our liability. If we really don't have any liability directly, however, anybody we exclude that doesn't like it can sue us.
Yeah.
And so we have the liability of defending ourselves. It's defensible. We have no problem defending it because there's nothing that makes us allow anybody other than a member to attend our meetings. But again, we have to accept the liability that we will have to defend ourselves if somebody contests it.
What if a non-member falls at our meeting? Then we're liable.
Correct.
But we're already covering our members, but we're not covering people who are not members, I think.
It's covered by our insurance because they came to see to talk to the board. So that it's part of our liability. But again, it's something we just have to decide where we want to draw the line on who can attend. I think we get into a lot more trouble if we exclude anybody that's in any way related to a member, such as an attorney. Even though Sterling Davis says that it's common to exclude them, an attorney is, if it's an attorney for a member, that's the member's representative. And if you exclude them, you're going to lose in court.
All right, there again. If Fawn had attended for John, we would have heard nothing but crap.
Oh, I know.
From what's
sure.
Their names on the hill.
Sure.
Okay.
We would have heard it, but they could have very easily sued us, and I think they would prevail, in my opinion. You know, you never know. Courts is a crapshoot, but
yes, they
if they are his representative and we exclude them, I think we would become liable. I think we could be sued.
I have another scenario.
Lose.
What about Bill and Marcus?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus is not a member, but Bill is. And I know he won't. He's allergic to something in the building, so he doesn't come. But if he did, he should be allowed to come.
And he's a caregiver. And if you exclude a caregiver, now you open up an ADA lawsuit.
Right, yeah.
So that's why I'm saying we have to be careful. I'm not saying we can't draw a line. We have to be careful where we draw the line because we don't want to incur additional liability.
I think he would fall under renters. I mean,
and then
possibly.
We have the other scenario with Audrey and her tenant.
I don't have a tenant. I have a house guest.
Okay. That's a good scenario, though. But I mean, because she is a house guest, should she be allowed to come to our meetings?
Yeah. See, and that's where it gets sticky.
That's where it gets sticky.
Because when you draw a line, you have to draw a line.
Right.
So we have to decide where we want that line and how much liability we're willing to accept. The other option is if we don't draw a line, we don't have to worry about it. We just have to deal with anybody that happens to come in. But if they're disruptive, we're covered. We can kick them out.
Yeah.
So again, the board is going to have to make this decision. This is a board decision. It's what does everybody feel that they are willing to accept as far as the liability, and what's the upside if we exclude somebody? What are we trying to prevent? Because, again, if they're disruptive, we can exclude them. We can tell them to leave.
Why are we allowing them? If they're not a member, if they're not a property owner, what is it they're business, don't they?
Well, maybe somebody's interested in buying property but wants to see how the association's run.
Okay.
I know I would want to because just like if I was going into a condo association, I'd want to go to their meetings before I put money down on a condo because so many of them are so poorly run that you don't want to get in there and be spending $800 a month for, you know, for their mismanagement. You know, so I could definitely see where somebody from the outside would be interested, including this gentleman here that came by today again. He is, well, he claims to be interested in buying property.
I mean, why hasn't
he comes into the water district all the time, too. So
there you go. That's
but
it, not
no. I, no. Yeah, but again,
that's
great
from us anyway.
I want to say something.
Yeah, yeah. Be my guest.
I have one of my kids takes care of a lot of my business, and they could not come in and.
Depending on where that line is drawn, correct.
Yeah.
That's why we've got to discuss it and figure out where we want to put that line, or if it's easier to not put a line, because that's the other option. Just like with the assessments, do we want to change them or do we want to ignore them? You know, that's basically what it comes down to. But if we're going to draw a line, we have to know where we're putting the line too.
Yeah.
But I just hate incurring any extra liability if we don't need it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, on the rare occasions.
I don't see anybody rushing out to sue us.
No, but I don't see anybody rushing to come to our meetings either.
Exactly.
We don't have a line out here of people wanting to come to the meetings either.
Look at it.
So are we really fixing anything or not?
Yeah,
so we tell them if I have relatives coming from down below, they can't come to the meeting?
Well, again, that's depending on what the board decides. That's what we're discussing.
That's what we're discussing.
We should be open.
Not necessarily, no.
But there is an issue.
Somebody must pay if you're going to ask them to leave.
Exactly. That's the thing that we have available to us already. If somebody's causing problems, we can tell them that they need to leave. You know, we can exclude anybody that causes disrupts the meeting, including members.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we can exclude them if they're disruptive. So we've got that available to us already.
Can you clarify what disruptive is?
Well, again, I can tell you what disruptive is. It's what the five of us decide, because that's how it's done in a board meeting. If you're going to exclude a member, the board needs to vote to exclude that member. And the decision of the board is what's disruptive. That's how that's done. But the same thing with if somebody else was here that was disruptive, we can exclude them. So we just need to decide, are we fixing a problem or are we creating a problem?
Well, what you just said, doesn't that cover it right there? We can exclude anybody that is disruptive.
Right, and all we're doing, if we do nothing, we're just simply saying that if somebody shows up, then they can sit down and be quiet. You know.
But they don't be quiet. He did his opinion.
And if the board,
then we would speak about it. Then we would.
But at the same time, he did bring up some things that got us talking about stuff, too. So some of it was actually good. So, again, you never...
I'm not sure what his agenda is.
Basically, he's bored and he is looking at property up here. He's a friend of Guy's Regan's. He's a friend of hers. That's how he knows about the association. And he keeps talking with her about buying her property.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
He doesn't have any money, though, I think, is the problem.
Yeah.
But again, she's getting behind in taxes and stuff. Pretty soon she'll probably give it to him, and he will be a member.
And she's also behind him.
Uh-huh. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Is he probably will be a member because she's probably going to end up giving the property to him.
It's up on...
Okay.
So again, it's up to the board. I'll entertain any motion that anybody wants to put out there. It's just I just want to make sure everybody knows, are we fixing a problem or are we creating a problem?
I don't want to change it. Just leave it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I make a motion. Just leave it until we find out.
We don't even need a motion for that. We can just go no action if nobody makes a motion. But, again, it's whatever the board... This is a board decision. All these are board decisions.
Well, that was my opinion. I don't know what
anybody
else feels.
I just, again, if we're going to decide something, we need a written rule. That's my philosophy. Anytime we're going to make a decision, we need a written rule to enforce it. But
why more rules?
But again, if it's something that we don't need to do, I always lean towards, well, just don't do it then.
Yeah,
and then we don't have to defend it.
That's one thing we don't have to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can do the same thing we did.
It's already covered.
We can tell people that that we don't allow them. But if we don't have a written rule and they come in, then we just can't do anything about it unless they disrupt, and they can't sue us because we didn't know. We didn't do anything. They can come. know, if we don't have a written rule, we can fall back on, well, I don't remember saying that.
I don't think I...
So, again, it's whatever the board wants to make, if anybody wants to make a motion, we'll entertain whatever motion. But that's my feelings on the subject.
I think we ought to leave it just as is.
We've got enough problems.
Yeah, take care of the problems we can take care of.
So, nobody wants to make a motion, we'll move on to the next item.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, discussion possible action to clear association roads of trees and brush to provide fire breaks. One of the suggestions was to tell members to clear the areas around their property on our roads, which I don't think that there's a problem doing that, with the exception of we incur liability if an accident happens. If they don't have medical insurance or something and they come after us and sue us because it happened on our property, we're liable. I mean, we've got insurance, but if we get a claim, we won't have insurance.
That's right.
So
the only thing we have to do, we have to see that we have visibility on all intersections, for one thing. In the county itself, they're going to tell the people or find the people if they're not cutting back their brush. So that has to be done. At the same time, we're going to do the road grading.
Well, we are liable for everything on our property. So we do need to clear the brush. The problem is if we allow members to clear the brush on, you know, the road that abuts their property, we're accepting the liability for them being on our property.
You're going to find out where the borderline is.
Yeah.
Well, again, they can sue us for anything. But if somebody gets hurt, we're more likely to get sued. And if somebody's out there cutting trees and stuff, they're more likely to get hurt than they are just driving on our roads. I mean, we can get sued if somebody gets hurt driving on our roads. They get in a car accident, we get named in a lawsuit the same as anybody else does because it's on our property.
Hence is why we have a 3-truck stop sign.
Yeah.
We have to do everything we can to show that we did our due diligence to prevent it. I mean, we're defensible because we're doing our due diligence to prevent any accident. You know, it's their fault for whatever they did. But the same goes for the brush clearance. If we don't clear the brush from our roads and it catches fire, well, we're liable for the fire if it spreads to somebody's house because we didn't clear the brush off our road. We did not do our due diligence. So,
well, another problem is coming off of Horseshoe onto Sand Canyon. My car sits low and I cannot see around that corner.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we know we need to do more brush clearance. I think if we suggest to the members, though, that they clear the brush, we are incurring additional liability. If we don't say anything, we're not incurring that liability. Even if they go out there and cut it, we didn't give them permission to. So that helps us defend ourselves. If we tell them to clear it, it's cut and dry. We're liable.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, my opinion on that one is that we don't say anything to anybody about cutting the brush.
Yeah.
We need to add that into our maintenance that's something we try and do is cut more of our brush.
Cut all that brush?
We need to, when we grade our roads, we need to have them grade a little bit further than just the road. They need to clear need to grade that brush.
That that's how that road gets so wide because...
It's our property. That's our responsibility. The other thing we can do is we'll have to rent a brush hog and we'll have to go out there and cut because we're not going to do it by hand. There's too much road.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's part of what we're going to have to start doing. We need to look, again, one of the things we need to look at is the budget that we have for doing dirt roads. You know, just under $30,000. Now, is it better for us to spend that every other year, hiring a contractor to do it, or should we start getting equipment so when we have time, we can do more and more of it ourselves, and we can start expanding and clearing the roads?
Well, Bill had said before that if we got a brush cutter, that he would pull it behind his tractor. But we can't depend on that forever.
No, we have to do it, and we incur the liability if his tractor breaks. No, we need. If we're going to do this stuff, we have to do it with our own equipment, which means we have to get our own equipment. That's the only proper way of doing this.
That's right.
That's the only right way of doing it.
We can't use his tractor anymore.
No, we have to do. We either have to hire a contractor with their own equipment, or we have to do it ourselves with our own equipment, because otherwise we incur too much liability. That's an issue.
That brush that is right there on Sand Canyon and Horseshoe Lane, is that my obligation or is that...
If it's on the roadway, it's ours.
Well, I don't know.
We don't own that corner. The water company.
No, they have an easement.
Owns that.
They have an easement there. And it depends on where
they have to keep that.
And it's probably within our road.
And Jason usually keeps that down.
It's probably within our road.
It sure hasn't this year.
Yeah.
And it may be that we need to go out there and cut it because it's probably within our road. That's where we have to start looking for markers so we can figure out where our road is. And whenever we find a marker, we need to put a fence post or something in so we know it's there. So we can get a better idea of what's ours. Because we're responsible for the entire width of that lot that the road sits on. That's our property. It's our responsibility. So, welcome to our headaches.
Yeah.
But,
I know it has to be cut, but I just don't... I've just got those little...
But yeah, going forward,
me too.
Going forward, we need to start deciding how we're going to do road maintenance. The problem with volunteers is eventually you run out of volunteers.
We have.
We're already running into that issue. The volunteers get old. The younger ones don't want to volunteer, especially nowadays. So that means we have to pay contractors. Even if we buy our own equipment, well, now who's going to operate it? Again, you're back to volunteers or you've got to hire an employee.
And we need qualified drivers.
We can hire a part-time employee. But sometimes you can get somebody that maybe used to volunteer can become an employee. We can have casual employees that only work when there's work to be done. Doesn't mean we have to hire somebody full time.
Most of them that we had are all not here anymore.
We need to find a contractor who is a local, cheap, and versatile.
No such thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there is.
No, there's not. Not that's an actual, that's a legitimate contractor nowadays. It's getting difficult because their costs have gone through the roof. You're going to see that when we start looking at the bids we've had to do work. Because the legitimate contractors have gotten very expensive, and they're getting fewer and fewer.
Well, what other solution you want to
do? Well, no, I'm saying, that's what we're discussing.
No, I had this one guy, Jim Eaton, he created the whole track for less than $1,000.
Yeah, but when? That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well,
four years ago. Today's prices.
Well, and we can get a quote from Eaton. Eaton is still around, and Eaton still does work.
Right.
But Eaton's not as cheap as he used to be because his expenses have gone up too, just like everybody else's have.
Yeah.
And we need to start properly grading the roads. We need to start crowning them and stuff. And it's not just grading. We have to bring base in. The base is gone off a lot of these roads.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you use. You've got to pay to truck that base up here from Marvin.
Right.
So it's expensive. $700-$800 a truckload.
Yeah.
So it gets expensive very fast. Again, we don't have an option. We're going to have to hire people to do it because we're not going to get volunteers to haul base up here from Arvin.
By the truckload.
Yeah.
It's
got to come by a big truckload.
But again, it is some things that we're going to have to look at, like the brush clearance.
Yeah.
You know, it may be viable for us to have a casual employee that does that with a tractor and a brush hog that we own versus hiring it done. But those are things that we're going to have to look at.
We don't own a tractor. Or a brush cutter. So.
No, we'd have to buy them. But again, we're having to spend money, so we have to see which one is cheaper over a 5 or 10 year period. Which one is going to cost you less?
Because
you amortize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you amortize it out and see which one is going to be cheaper. Honestly, it's probably cheaper to keep hiring it done. Because even a casual employee, then we have to pay workers' comp.
That's true, yeah.
So we have to get a workers' comp policy. I think we already have one.
Yeah, you do.
We have one that covers our volunteers. It just means that we'll be paying the premium on wages, which honestly might make the workers' comp cheaper. Because right now, because we're using volunteers, they assess a certain amount for that based on what they think payroll would be. If we're hiring a casual employee, now we actually have a payroll number. It may be less than they're guesstimating for volunteers.
Oh, we need to get somebody to check, and see.
Yeah. But it may actually, our workers' comp could actually be cheaper when we're paying somebody. Because they may be overestimating what they are valuing the volunteers' time at.
I wonder if we have anybody in our association that's retired type person that would want to do something like that.
Well, again, if we do it as a casual employee, they're more likely to.
Yeah, that's what I mean, a capital employee.
Yeah. There's every possibility that we could get that. But again, these are things that we just need to weigh and think about. Right now, we're in a position for, you know, for this year, we just need to hire a contractor. Yeah. But we need to start looking. And hey, maybe we'll get lucky. What we get for a contractor to do the roads, we may have money left over. Then we can have them give us a price to start cutting weeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can add to it. If the cost for grading roads is low enough, we can use the excess to go ahead and start doing weeds. It's just, I'm trying to make everybody aware of all these little things that we need to deal with.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, we need to get somebody out there and tell us how many DGB need, because on some streets it's totally gone and we need to build it back up again. So I'll get with the contractor and, you know, the one who does the roads and...
Well, we have Bowman. I just drove Bowman on all the roads yesterday. Bill Gehring had talked to them about the paved roads and he mentioned the dirt roads. So I gave them a tour of every road, and they're going to get back to us with their recommendations. Oh, and okay. What we need is to talk to a couple others and get their recommendations as well.
Right.
And I'm the way Bill was looking at it and the way I'm looking at it, we're not telling them anything about what we want done other than we want the roads maintained. Let them suggest how they think the roads should be maintained.
Right.
Let them tell us what they think we need to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then we can take their recommendations and their prices and go from there. But yeah, we need information, so that's where we're at right now, is gathering information.
So what are you going to do with the paved road?
Well, right now, nothing. We don't have
a
budget.
Anything. Yeah.
But
we're going to have to do the holes, though. They're starting to pick up again.
And that we can do. We've got the material out here.
Yeah,
we just need to take it out there and put it in the holes.
Yeah.
Need to dig the holes out first because you need to get
right, rock. Yeah.
The loose need to have a few inches of.
And you got to roll them out. And you got to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you got to put the gookie in there. And then.
But we do have cold patch out here still. Got
we'll
quite a bit.
Have to pick up the liquid stuff too.
But we've got quite a bit of cold patch.
Yeah.
So there's no problem doing patchwork.
Except getting somebody to do it.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're back to the volunteer problem.
Yeah.
I know.
And if you're not going to let Marcus and Bill use their tractor, which is what we've always done before.
Well, and for some small things like that, I think we're okay. We just have to be cautious because, again, we're opening ourselves to liability.
But they've always, you know, we need it to carry the stuff in.
Yeah.
We can't carry it any other way.
Yep.
At least I don't want it in my car.
Well, and for the time being, we're going to have to use loaned equipment. And we do have insurance that covers that as well. But it's just, we have to be cautious what we allow people to use and do because of liability.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just have to be careful. We always have to look at it. If we use this, are we going to get sued?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the first question we have to ask before we do anything. And then do whatever we can to mitigate any liability. That's why we're going to have to be vigilant when we go working out on the roads. Everybody needs a vest. We need to put signs up first. Need to put cones out.
And we have all the signs.
I got tons of cones. We've got, you know, so that you guys can borrow anytime you want. So
you have the signs now?
I have the two signs out there where the cones are stored.
Okay.
So there's.
I've got the other ones, but I don't have those.
But we have to do those kind of things to limit our liability. At least that way, if somebody does get hurt, we did everything we could to prevent it. We have to be able to show that we did what we could to prevent it.
Yeah.
So, and I have the paperwork that tells you where cones need to be, where the signs need to be, the whole list. And we don't have to be exact, but again, we have to show that we're doing everything we can to comply with what the standards are. So we just do the best job that we can. It helps us from, you know, it helps us if something does happen. It helps, you know, defend ourselves. That's all. Doesn't fix anything, but it helps us defend ourselves. So, like I said, on the brush, it's our problem. I think we're going to have to deal with it, and I think we're going to incur way too much liability if we suggest anybody to help us.
Yeah,
we just need to take care of it. So we'll leave that at no action, which brings us to, thank God, our last item. Discussion possible action to review and adjust association fees and penalties. Most of our fees and penalties are set in statute, or at least a lot of them are. We did change the late fee to 10%, so as the assessment goes up, the late fee follows it. Our lien fees, we need to put together a cost estimate of what it takes us to do a lien, and then that's what we can charge. I mean, we don't have to charge the exact amount for each one, but once we've done a few, we can take that cost and average it, and that's what we apply to each one. Or we can just track the costs on each one we do, and everything that we've expended, that's what we charge. We just need to make a decision which way we want to go with that.
Well, it's basically $13 for the actual document, $3 for every additional page. So if you've got three pages, that's what, $19?
No. Yeah.
Notary fee, $15 per signature. The certified mailing is a cost. It went up to $680 according to their.
Yeah, you'd be about right.
Yeah.
Now, my suggestion on it is we simply charge our costs.
Right. Yeah, because people are going to want to say, well, I want to see what you paid.
Right. And if we're charging our costs, then there's no question about it.
Right.
And the pretty much that covers us from the legal standpoint too, because with Sterling Davis, most of the stuff that they don't tell us how much we can charge, we're limited to what our costs are. You know, that's the way it's written. We're limited to what our actual costs. We're not allowed to make money off of the fees.
No.
So again, I think we just track what we spend, and that's what we charge. Now, if we had employees doing it, then we would have to figure out how much time is spent, and we can charge accordingly. But right now, we're not actually paying anybody, so it's not a hard cost. Some of the things Sterling Davis does allow us to charge labor for, even if we're not paying it, but it's usually like $10. So you have to decide, is it worth even tracking it to make those charges, or are we easier just to cover our hard costs and forget it? And right now, that would be my suggestion. It's easier just to cover our hard costs, although...
Can you make it a flat rate?
You can, but you have to show that it's not exceeding what you spend.
Oh, okay.
So you still have to track everything.
Well, you mentioned all the costs. If you added all that up, it'd be a flat rate.
But if they pay when you're halfway through it...
Rents.
Oh, I see.
Because certified mail went up from last year.
And now, on the lien releases, has the county tried assessing us all the brown fees that were put in place? We'll see what happens this year. I know that they try all the time because it's up to $225 in state taxes, basically, on all real estate transactions. And it's the law is so poorly written that it's really gray, and every county is trying to decide what it means. So it's been a couple of years. They should have it pretty well figured out by now. But
they make it gray so that they can charge you away.
I know they keep trying to charge the water district for all those fees, and I have to remind them every time that we're a government agency, we don't pay fees. And then they look at us with a scowl and take them off. So, but anyway, I think we just just charge what our costs are, and I think we're fine. And like I said, with the late fee, we charge 10%, so it adjusts with the adjustment to the assessment.
Okay, on these letters that we're going to accept past 5 years, does that include the interest and the late fees?
I don't think we discussed that when we did it, or what we did, and I don't remember it. I think we touched on it, but I don't know if we ever said.
I don't remember.
I'd have to go back through the minutes and see if we had it, if we even wrote that down, whether we...
I don't think we did.
Personally, I would just charge, I would say anything we could get is to our advantage. So if we waive all the fees and just charge them the 5 years, we're more likely to get something. Right now, we're getting nothing. So I would simply charge them the 5 years of the fees, and if we can get that, we're doing great. Because that would be a nice addition to our budget this year.
Yeah, that would really help.
And the big upside is if they pay them up and get them current, they're more likely to pay next year's. Because once they get behind, well, why should I pay this?
Right.
And we're getting nothing every year. So even if we cut it down and we only get 5 years now, next year we get paid. So Something is better than nothing.
Yes.
Even with the water, I negotiate with property owners all the time because it's better to get something and get them paying every month than it is to get nothing, period.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I see.
All right. Well, we don't have to do anything there. Do we have anything else we would like that we know of for our next agenda?
Yeah, you're going to get a hold of.
Okay. Well, one thing I'll tell you, I'll tell everybody, the way agendas work, the president sets the agenda. If the president puts it on the agenda, great. If the president doesn't, the option then is two board members can put anything on the agenda. I typically put everything on the agenda because we can talk about it. That's the way I look at it. But if we get inundated with stuff that we don't have any ability to do anything about, I'll probably start taking things off the agenda. But again, two board members can put anything they want on the agenda, but it takes two. But typically, I put everything on the agenda that anybody asks for.
You know, can you show me the section where it takes two?
Read the bylaws. Says it in there.
Do you know where?
No, but I can hunt for it later. I'm not going to do it right now. But I'll be happy after the meeting. I'll look it up for you and show you. But it takes...
I never could find it.
That's how the bylaws are done. That's how bylaws are done for every corporation.
I emailed a couple of times about that agenda and it got totally ignored.
I didn't get any email about the agenda.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I did not. I got your text on Thursday. And that's why I responded to it and told you that the agenda was already set and it has to be done 4 days in advance. That's that's law. That's law. That's Sterling Davis says that. The agenda has to be posted 4 days prior to the meeting.
Right.
So the agenda has to have everything on it 4 days prior to the meeting.
You're totally right.
Get stringy on the end.
Thank you. But no, and, I mean, and it's fine. I'll work with anything. But there are limitations to what we can do. And I'll put stuff on the next agenda. I don't have a problem with it. But I also don't appreciate, I've got a whole list. Well, you know, let's put things that are relevant. That's fine. Another thing, if we've already discussed it and we've already made a decision on it, it doesn't go on another agenda. Because that's the way it's all, that's right out of Robert's rules.
Okay.
Once we have had an action item and it's been decided, that's the decision. It doesn't get put on a future agenda to talk about it again. Because it's already had a decision made.
Yeah, another flag. Okay.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
No.
We got more stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
I got stuff too.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to throw in again, repairing stable in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something for the road committee to work on. And we definitely need to get up there and work on that.
Yeah, we need to get up.
See what we can do.
Culvert.
And I've got some pipe out here we can use.
Okay, I wanted to add 2 things.
I'll work with Carl on that because I've got some pipe we can use to make a culvert there and we can figure out how best to do it.
And where to put it, exactly.
See if we can come up at Audrey's driveway where the water runs down her driveway. See if we can do anything to try and prevent that.
Yeah, I'm going to go around and clean out all the culverts next few days. So.
Well, I had some pipe that was given to us from a pipe supplier in Bakersfield that was given to the water district, and the water district will be happy to give some of that up because it's some of it we can use, some of it we can't use. So.
Yeah, it'd be great for culverts.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I want to get a culvert at the bottom of my hill, too, because it's... Anyway, I want to, on the next agenda, I want to put on there to put money in savings again.
Yeah, that should have been on this agenda. I didn't think about it.
Okay, I'm
put transfer to savings. Yeah, we actually approved. No, you're right. We approved it. We approved doing it for both years.
What do you transfer to the savings for? You have to use it if you need. There's demand.
We can get
correct. But what we're trying to do is to get at least $25,000 into that account in case we get sued because we have that $2,500 deductible that we have to pay.
Right.
So the board approved last year to put $7,500 last year extra into that, and this year $7,500 extra into that because we had $10,000 at the time.
Yeah.
Eventually, once we get figured out where we're at with assessments, we will probably be putting everything into the savings account. We'll be figuring out what our monthly bills are, and we'll take it out of the savings to put in the checking account to pay those bills each month.
Yeah.
That way, we'll have as much as possible in the savings getting interest.
Yeah.
That's probably where how we're going to, because that's how the reserve account is supposed to be. All of our money is supposed to go into reserves, except what we have to have to pay bills.
Right.
And we can, we'll be able to see what our bills are going to be ahead of time for the most part, and we can do a transfer the other direction instead, and then pay bills.
Well, we never know how much we're going to need for our credit card, because
we'll have a good idea.
Unless something, I'm just saying.
If we collect the receipts during the month,
we
will, by the end of the month, when the credit card bills due, we'll have already known and we can make the transfer.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, again, these are things we'll learn. We're learning, and getting our books into the computer will make it easier. We can forecast better because we can see past trends. So,
okay, what else?
And the next thing I have is I want to make a statement. I would like to have the date of the next meeting put on our minutes.
I don't see a problem with that because the more places we can put it, the more people are going to see it. It's just like everything. I mean, we put it on our website, we put it on the bulletin board, the more places, the more likely somebody is to see it. But we're always still going to have somebody that says, I didn't know that.
Well,
it should be on the minutes.
I think what we should be doing, and I'll look at the calendar right now, we should be announcing it at this meeting when our next meeting is, February 9th.
We did that,
and that way
before,
we can just add that to the minutes.
Said that we were going to have it the second Saturday of every month.
Yeah.
But not everybody remembers that.
So our next meeting is February 9th, and we'll try and make a habit of announcing that on each board meeting, and we'll just add it to the minutes. Just before the motion to adjourn, that the next meeting is February
9th. That should be in the minutes.
I have one suggestion. Could they write down, please remember, open to all members?
It's on the notice of the meeting.
Oh, it is?
I believe. I'm pretty sure it is.
Because I don't know. I mean, I just want to make sure that people know that, hey, they're welcome to come and see it. I mean, some people ask me, you've got to go to the meeting? What meeting?
Well, we send out invitations.
I know you do. And I don't think anybody reads anything.
No.
They don't.
Have that problem.
And then they turn around and tell you, I
put stuff on the back of every water bill we send out, and I sit down and talk to customers. Well, I didn't know that. Well, and I tell, what was on the back of your water bill? Well, I never read that.
Yeah.
Well, am I supposed to knock on your door every month and tell you everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the date, people don't realize the date.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a calendar in their pocket.
That's right. Well, even myself, I know the dates, and sometimes it comes up quick on you. You don't realize that.
Oh, my God. It does.
And that's something, when somebody says something to us, too, we need to remind them. Look at the website. And if they want, they can even listen to the meeting because we put them all there.
Everything's on.
Most people don't know that, but we keep trying to tell them.
I've been passing it out every time I talk to somebody.
But, yeah, I mean, everything is there for them.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, what about our little logo for...
I forgot about it. I haven't done anything.
Okay.
Let me add that to my to-do list. Logo for door magnet.
I thought, business cards.
Yeah, we're supposed to have our business cards.
I haven't done that either.
Cars.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot all about that stuff.
What have you been doing?
I know.
Really?
I know.
Yeah.
Fighting with Jason.
Yeah, I was.
Please don't bring that.
That's almost a full-time job.
Yeah.
That's
the whole meeting was okay
job.
Until you mentioned that.
Well, there's another reason I don't want you.
Yeah.
I just don't like the name.
Okay.
Nobody should be named that.
I think we've got enough things to do for our next meeting already.
Can we make a motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
I just did.
Uh-huh.
I'll second it.
You know, the motion to adjourn doesn't need a second.
Nope,
well,
it doesn't technically.
Okay, fine.
We can have one, but yes, it does not. That's one of the few motions that does not require a second. But
I want to make a second.
It makes me feel better.
I don't mention that because pretty soon they'll forget to do a second for the regular ones.
So. Well, we do that anyway.
Yeah, I think we're doing good.
We're trying.
An hour and 45 minutes.
I think we're doing great. And we'll do fine.
Did you contact our attorney?
Our attorney can't do anything without us telling him to.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's your, your job description.
And that's one of the things, if I'd known that was going to come up, I would have gone through the minutes that we did last year.
As long as he doesn't, as long as he doesn't represent himself as the president because he was first voted. Or however you say that.
We will.
It was the 27th.
I'm not doing it.
That'll take care of it. If you can read my check and stretch. I'll do that. And that way we don't have to worry about it. He should be updated anyway.
Right.
So that way it'll be taken care of. I'll just call in for telling him.
But I contacted him to be representative and I didn't.
I don't see a problem. We'll be fine. Everything's going to be great.
Yeah, he did agree with you.
I mean, we thought this last year was going to be a problem too, and everything was fine. Nothing's ever over, but we'll make it work.
He keeps beating. It's a bloody pull.
We'll make it work. Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
I mean, it's
greedy. And let's see.
And all the money we spent illegally.
Now, what was it that I needed to find in here?
That was something that he wanted to find,
though. Yeah.
What was it?
For putting stuff on the agenda.
Okay.
If it's not in the bylaws, it's in Robert's rules.
Shut up.
It's in one of them.
It's always
because otherwise, everybody would write their own agendas.
Yes.
And you can't have that.
I'm going to need one for the current county recorder's office.
Decoration, owner, notice the location.
We'll figure it out when I bring the letters to you.
Special.
You may have to worry about it.
You know what? I can give you this in New York. Yep.
I don't worry about much of anything anymore, Carl. Whatever it is, I just take care of it.
Right.
That makes you lose your hair and hair
gray.
Because we're going to do the best we can with what we've got. Well, Carl, I'll warn you right now. If you're going to be obstinate and you're going to try and create problems, and I'm hopeful you're not.
I didn't create problems. It's the previous.
And we can't do anything about the previous board. If you want to do something about the previous board, you go to Superior Court. They're going to laugh you out of Superior Court because the previous board is gone. So you've got no place to go with it. And if you want to go forward with it, then I will
Stop right there. I don't want to listen to
Yeah, I know. And if that's the way he's going to be, then we'll talk to the members. Because the members can unelect him just as fast as they can elect him. Be my guest. You can try. You can try. You're more than welcome to. I don't need this headache. I'm doing this because I'm trying to help everybody. So if you, that's exactly why I'm here. That's the only reason I'm here. And if you, and you know, and I don't have to do it.
Good. I wish you would quit.
I have 16,000 lots going to happen.
I have no intention of quitting as long as I can do something productive.
Well, you are told to do, asked to do a few things. You never did it. You just.
I've been asked to do a lot of things that I can't do, and a lot of things that are illegal.
A lot of things you could have done.
He can't do anything by himself.
And if you know, trying to go back in time doesn't work. I hope you realize that we can't change the past. You cannot change the past.
No,
I don't even give a damn. I'm not going to hunt for your stuff. If you want to read the bylaws, you're welcome to read them. If you disagree with what the board decisions are or my decisions, then you can go to court. And if you do, be prepared.
Right now, yep, because I got this thick with all of your improprieties, and so does Jason. So you file a lawsuit. I would never bring a lawsuit against you, but I will file a counter lawsuit.
Really, to
You are not allowed to talk to our lawyer.
Oh, no, I've been talked to them.
You are not allowed, to talk to Linford because only the president is authorized by this board to discuss anything with Linford. So if you talk to Linford, it's on your dime. You pay for it because the board has not authorized it.
Crime been committed. It's his duty.
There is no crime. I don't know what crime are you alleging? We've never heard anything about a crime.
This paper I gave you, those 4 pages.
All I've ever seen is allegations. I've never seen any evidence of any crime.
You such a liar. You remember when...
You know what? You're going to get off the board.
Would you like slander?
That's your problem. That's your problem.
No, we can vote you off the board, and a board member should not sue its own board. Okay, therefore, if we decide to kick you off, we can't.
No, the board cannot. All the board can do is tell the members. The members are the only ones that can remove a director. But again, I don't know of any crimes.
Oh, my goodness. We didn't have any crimes in
somebody here.
Yeah,
and I'm crap. And I just love
just crap, Carl.
You can ask for anything you want, Carl. There is nothing that I'm aware of. This is not a public agency. We do not have to save our emails.
It really is. Oh, everybody that tries.
And our emails, unless you file in court and get discovery, our emails are our emails.
It will happen.
Because we're not a public agency. We're not a public agency. So this is an association. It's a non-profit.
I want everything you have from the HOA within 48 hours.
Have a nice day, Carl. I'm not going to present you with everything I have. You're entitled to the same thing as any member is entitled to. You can look at any record you want. I'm not going to copy all of the association's records. There's nothing that requires that.
Look at the section. I have the right to everything. Make copies.
You have the right to look at everything. You have the right. You have the right to make copies. Bring your copy machine and make copies.
What?
Bring your copy machine and make copies.
I sure will.
We don't have to provide you with copies.
I'm not saying you should.
I'm sure it's probably the same coyotes.
Well, do you give us a specific list of what you want to see, and you're welcome to look at it.
I want to see everything they have, just like it says in there.
Come look at it.
No, I want to make copies of it.
Well, then make copies of it. Bring a copy machine.
I will. Let's make a date.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer down here, you know, the dog breeder. She has her...
48 hours.
Her, you're talking to the president. I don't have any records.
Her daughter talked her into taking her...
You didn't do no emails, nothing?
Those are my personal records. Those are not the association's.
No. There is an email address for you, president.
Doesn't matter. They're my emails.
No, the association pays for it.
But I've got a...
Carl, if you're going to push this stuff, you're going to find out you're going to have problems.
No, you know, you're going to have problems.
And what you're looking at, you're trying to go back and rewrite history. History is over.
I was illegally sued. Only because I complained.
There's no such thing as being illegally sued. Anybody can sue anybody for anything.
But
it's up to the court to make decisions.
And the court
made their decision, not the association.
It's going to take a couple of years. It's going to get straight.
You can't go back and change history. The court's not going to go back and redo their decision.
Did you know Fran Williams?
Oh, yes, they will.
No, they won't. Small claims court will not reopen a case.
No, it's going to go to the Superior.
It doesn't matter. They can't. The Superior Court cannot open a small claims court case.
Big Shepherd.
She's 100%. Oh. Well, I know. He had to wait till the end to really throw his crap out there. I will write a letter personally to the rest of the members and spend the postage and let them know that he is going to try and disrupt every meeting and that he needs to be removed.
She weighs 10 pounds.
And all I need is 5% of the members to sign a petition and we'll just have him removed.
Cross between a portal and chihuahua.
You know, I don't understand why you can't.
He was hurt and he wants revenge. And see, I learned a long time ago, revenge just costs. Revenge doesn't get you anywhere.
You know, he's not beating that dead horse about the last.